Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now step strong. Hey, watch. Hey y'all, hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your round the way social worker. And yes, baby, I am back. Just to give you a dose of vitamin E to educate, empower, and encourage you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. We are hitting 2024, baby, hard. We're starting off strong so we can finish strong. And we've just been talking about a whole lot of things. And I was getting ready for work like the other day, and my husband was laying in the bed, and I said, "What's your routine?" And he said, "Huh?" And I said, "What's your routine?" And, you know, we went on in the talk and to say some things, and, you know, but I just want to ask you, what is your routine? We've started 2024. We have a lot of goals set. We have a lot of things that we say we're not going to do. We have a lot of New Year's resolutions that we are intentional about doing. But what is your routine? And sometimes, let me tell you this, a routine will have you stuck if it's not productive. Now, I've always had this saying, and I think I was having like a podcast or a little episode one-on-one. And it says that we will always have good ideas, but then we'll have God ideas. So that goes back to good ideas, which means that the intentions are great, which means that, you know, everything is a go. But God ideas, sometimes things are not in alignment to the physical. So to the physical, if it don't make sense to us, we don't do it. Or if we have attempted something once and it didn't pan out the way that we wanted it to, yeah, honey, it's going into file 13. Whether that's rebuilding a relationship or starting a relationship or a business venture or going on a journey of self-learning, self-rededicating, you know. So the question today is, what is your routine? You have to do something different to get something you've never done. The definition, I heard it, and it says the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over, looking for a different outcome. Now, child, now you know it ain't, huh? But sometimes with our routines, we have, I do this, I do this, I do this. And then soon as something happens beyond our control that breaks our routine, child, we up in a tizzy. We are structured people. And sometimes we give or we speak OCD onto ourselves, okay? Because it has to be this way. And if it's not this way, child, have y'all ever seen Rugrats? Cynthia is the baby doll on there. And baby Cynthia hair shoots up and she got a plug missing. She just looks so frazzled. And that's us sometimes if our routine does not go according to plan. So sometimes you got to break the norm. What is your routine? Do you even know what your routine is? And sometimes we do routines unconsciously. For real, for real. Honey, I was getting off work one day and I wanted to come home and I wanted to do a different route. Child, why that car ended up on the same route that I took to get there? It was the same route that I took to get back to where I was going. So this is what I'm saying to you. I've asked you the question, what is your routine? Can you rattle off your routine from the top of your head? Can you actually say, this is what I do in a run of a day? And are you fine if it goes unplanned, even though you have an agenda, you have a schedule? But I think the first part of this month, we were in prayer and we was talking about Holy Spirit, which is our helper. And y'all know this ain't church, but I'm going to always give y'all the word. Always. So we were talking about Holy Spirit and how Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's our leader. He's our guide. He instructs us. And Holy Spirit wants to help. He wants to help. You know what I'm saying? And he just stands and he's a gentleman. He doesn't force him way on you. No, you going this way today. No. You going to eat this today. No, he doesn't do that. I mean, he's standing there and he is so calm and his presence. Oh, my gosh. There is peace when he's in the room. Hello, somebody. You can have a fire over on the right wing. But when Holy Spirit is there, that fire can't even come close to you. And everybody's in an uproar, but you're calm. Because he's speaking to you. He's telling you. He's leading you. So that goes back to, what is your routine? Have you invited God into your routine? Have you said, this is the day that you have made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Have you said, God, today, thank you. I give this day back to you. I think about how Hannah gave back Samuel. You know, she wanted a baby. Baby, she wanted a baby. So, baby, they thought that she was drunk when she was up, but she was praying. And she's like, no, you know, I ain't drunk. You know, it's early in the day. I'm up here, you know, I'm praying. So do you take the time? What is your morning routine? I have made it my business. When I get out of bed or when I open my eyes to a new day, I say, welcome. And thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for a brand new day. Now, I may tap my phone to see the time. But as far as starting to text messages or to read messages, No. I want to give my first part of my day. I want to give it back and say, okay, God. Now, let me tell y'all this, because I ain't finna sit up here with y'all and make y'all think that this is what I do every day. Because, hey, I miss the mark sometimes. But that's okay. We're human. But when I miss the mark, I know how to make it right. So I get up in the morning and I have me, you know, my quiet time. I have my own little devotional time that I have. Sometimes they go over, but hey, it's good. And then from there, I'm able to do my task list or my to-do list. And this is what I want to tell you, because I want to know about your routine. And if something does not get done on your list, your task, your to-do, please don't pull your hair out. Please don't let your heart start beating out your chest. Just celebrate the small victories. That's what I tell my clients when we are working on different goals and we are working toward a finished product. I said, we celebrate the small victories over here, which means that keeps us calm. I may didn't finish all that I set out to do, but at least I did something. And that's the same thing when it comes to working out. Now, you may can't go 30 minutes or an hour just yet, but get you good 10, 15 minutes and start progressing from there. But if you don't know what your routine is, if you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you don't know which way to go, remember I said earlier that Holy Spirit is, he's standing right there. And all you got to do is say, help me, Holy Spirit. And he's going to give you what you need. He's going to make a way for you to see what you're doing or what you need to be doing. And let me tell y'all this. Y'all know I'm always tell y'all, quit trying to buck against him, child. Just be obedient. And when you're obedient to the Spirit, because he's a spirit of truth, he doesn't come on his own agenda. He doesn't have you to do anything that's going to benefit him. Well, yeah, if he do this or if she do that. No, he comes in the stead of the Father. So your routine, you may feel like you stuck because your routine ain't in alignment. You may feel like you are just, oh my gosh, because you haven't even asked the Holy Spirit to help you. So what is your routine? You know, a lot of people have, you know, anxiety. And y'all, that's going to be another topic for another day to encourage you. But because they are used to controlling everything. And if things are not controlled to the means of their understanding, baby, you're going to see it and you're going to hear it from those individuals. But what happens when your routine does not go according to plan? What do you do? And I think that this right here is going to help a lot of you, because we don't want to deal with the after. And listen to what I'm saying. We don't want to deal with when anxiety kicks in. We just want to hurry up and get it subsided, opposed to saying, why am I feeling like this? What is the problem behind this anxiety? What is the problem behind this depression? What is the problem behind this anger? What's your routine? What do you do when you become angry? What do you do when you become upset? What do you do when you become anxious? What do you do? And we're talking about routines. Thank you. So good. You know, Holy Spirit, he be on time. My initial was to ask, what's your routine? You know, what do you do a run of a day or your business or your relationship? What is your routine? But Holy Spirit is taking me, baby, and I'm going right along with him. I ain't even, baby, I done took off the brakes and I said, lead me. So what is your routine? What do you do when you become discombobulated? You know, what do you do? And once you are able to actually voice what it is that you do and how you handle it, you will be able to become a better individual. And you will be able to understand what are your limitations, what are your boundaries, what triggers you, what needs to be healed in you, what is still wounded in you, what is your routine, how do you respond, how do you react during certain situations. You know, we started off talking about the top of the day, how do you do during your day, but now it's a more personal set. Because I'm telling you, when you are able to know your routine and you're able to know how you react or respond during certain situations, then you're able to get a handle on your routine, what you normally would do. So I'm just saying to you, as we are in the opening of 2024, if you have not, please, please go ahead and write down, what's your routine? What you can do your routine in a run of a day. You can do your routine in a run of a week. You can do your routine in a run of a month. You can do your routine for personal. Your mouth, when somebody offends you. Your personal body, when somebody put their hands on you. Like, what is your routine? And I think that 2024, we need to start digging deep on the inside of us and quit saying, this is just who I am. Baby, is it working? No. Okay? So sometimes we need to go back and revamp that thing and find out, what is our routine? What is the norm for us? And I'm telling you, if you go back and revisit that thing, you'll see the improvement in your health. You'll see the improvement in your conversation. You'll see the improvement in relationships that you allow and disengage from. You'll be able to see the difference in how you react to certain people, certain situation, certain things that are taking place. But you have to understand your routine. This my go-to. This what I do. And it work all the time. You know, you have to understand, what is my routine with this? What do I do? What is my go-to? I don't have to think about it. Let me tell y'all this, and we're going to be done. But I've really been working on, with my therapist and with my coach, with speaking fluent sarcasm. Now, hold on just a minute, because I'm human. So I've really been working with them so that my sarcasm is not my go-to. Now, many, many, many years ago, let me take that back. Many, many, many months ago, sarcasm, baby, was a one-hitter quitter for me. Very witty, very just already locked and loaded. Always ready. Until I have yielded to Holy Spirit. And I find myself saying, help me, Holy Spirit, to change my routine, to change what is normal to me, not normal to the world, but what's normal to me. So even with that, with the assistance of my therapist and with the assistance of my coach, you know, I'm able to become a better therapist. I'm able to become a better coach. And above all that, I'm able to become a better person, a better child of God, because even though my routines that I had that I knew down pat, like the back of my hand, they're not conducive for the things that I'm desiring, and they're not conducive for the places that I'm going. So I encourage you, I challenge you to go back and look at your routines. What do you do? What is a routine pattern? What is it for you? And then ask yourself, is it working for me? And if it's working for you, put a check by it, but also say, how can I improve it? How can I enhance it? Because it's just like dropping weight. When we start working out, baby, we lose that first 5 to 10 pounds, like, whoa. But then we keep on working and we get to the point where we're plateauing. But our routine is to get up. We're going to eat our oatmeal. Maybe we're going to drink our hot lemon water. Maybe we're going to eat our boiled egg, whatever the protein we need to get us some strength. We're going to go to this gym. We're going to do a couple of reps of this or that. But that's your routine. But your routine ain't breaking nothing. So I'm saying to you, go on back to the drawing table. Go on, sit down and say, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me revamp this plan, this routine. And watch you do it. I'm saying, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me revamp my plan, my routine, my goals, my agenda. Let it line up with the will of God. Hello, somebody. So until the next time, y'all continue to smile, be step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And most definitely, how in the world are you maintaining when they see the same old tired routine that you do? But let them know, honey, it's 2024. And I got a new way of handling and planning my life. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain. Y'all persevere. And I'm telling you, trust Holy Spirit. Trust God to give Holy Spirit what you need. And trust Jesus to intercede on the right hand of the Father for you. And if there's anyone who does not know who their Lord and Savior is, Romans 10:9-10, I got to give it to y'all. I got to give it to you. If you got to go, go. If you don't, stay. But I just want to tell you that I can't take it for granted that people that get on this podcast, they have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And sometimes we just go on about our business because we good people. We do good things. You know, oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm going. No. Have you accepted him? Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Then verse 10 tells us, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And verse 11, which is the icing on the cake for me, he says, for the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. I ain't gonna never be shamed because I believe on God and he got me. So a simple prayer. Heavenly Father, forgive me for my sins. I invite Jesus Christ into my heart as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And because of this confession, I am saved. Now you find your local congregation and go ahead and worship with like believers. So until the next time, y'all, I love y'all with the love of Christ, and I holla.